Beautiful Dreamer by Elizabeth Lowell. Copyright 2001 by Two of a Kind, Inc. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. Beautiful Dreamer. Prologue. The blue pickup truck was dirty, scratched by brush, and looked too battered to pull the faded single-horse trailer behind it. The truck's tires showed the scars of passage through four-wheel drive country. Like the man at the wheel, there was a lot more underneath than the rough outer surface revealed. Beneath the dust and marks of hard use, the tread on the tires was thick. The pickup's engine was powerful and well-tuned. The mare riding patiently inside the trailer was hot-blooded and superbly trained. A single one of her colts would have been worth more than a new truck and trailer combined. The truck went past a sun-faded road sign that said, "Welcome to Riverdale, population 47. There was neither river nor dale to greet the visitor, but there was no law against dreams. He parked the truck in front of a country store, got out, and stretched to his full height, casting a long, wide-shouldered shadow over the afternoon land. The store was closed. A hand-lettered placard told anyone who cared that the door opened when and if the proprietor felt like it, and if it was an emergency, you should try around at the back. Cards stuck on the outside of the dirt-streaked front window asked for workers or work, tried to buy or sell ranch equipment, and generally served as an informal newspaper. One of the cards said simply, "Rio, if you read this, head for Nevada. A woman on a ranch called Valley of the Sun needs you." He pulled off the card and tossed it into the glove compartment of his pickup. There were other papers in there, sheets and cards and scraps he had gathered all over the West in the past month. The notes said essentially the same thing. Go to the Valley of the Sun. He shut the compartment with a...